The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned earlier, today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, known as Teresa of Avila, reference to the town where she lived. And Teresa was born around 1515 to a middle-class, wealthy merchant family. At age 20, she was a nun, already a member of a Carmelite convent that was most like what we will call today a sorority. It was a way for middle-class families to avoid giving dowries to their daughter. If they marry them, they will send them to the convent. So it was more a very lax convent. It was more like a social club. And 20 years later, Teresa had a vision, had an encounter with Jesus Christ that led her on her journey to begin to reform the Carmelite order. Now, think that was around 1545 to 1550. She's a woman. She's a reformer trying to change things, trying to call people to a greater holiness of life. And also her authority was based on personal visions. Well, that drew the attention of the inquisitors in the Inquisition to look into what this woman's trying to do. Like we heard in the first gospel, the first reading from St. Paul, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. That's what St. Teresa experienced herself. She had a deeper understanding of who God is and what God is calling us to be. And yes, as the gospel tells us, as Jesus told us, many times that means there will be persecution. There'll be suffering. And St. Teresa, as I mentioned, endured that too, even by her own community, obviously resisting the reforms, resisting the changes in their way of life. And yet she persevered. And after her death, many years later, she was proclaimed to be the first woman doctor of the church. She left us four volumes of work of our prayer lives about our inner journey towards Jesus. That's her gift to the church. That was her gift to the people at her time and to all of us as we try to grow in holiness following her example. Holiness is a lifelong process. We can say, well, now I'm perfectly holy. There's nothing more for me to do. It's about being open to God's revelation to us. How can we live his commandment of love? How can we love more? Who do we need to love that we're not loving? And how can we apply that to our daily lives? So today, maybe the way we can honor St. Teresa is by taking some time and doing an examination of conscience. Where do we need to grow? How can we better witnesses of Christ's presence in the world today by the way we love and the way we give love?